I saw the sign in my eyes, but I didn't read it.
Mr. Kershaw, Mr. Kershaw, are we ready to start? Okay.
No, we had to set off.
Thanks, are we open? Town of Bruny, regular meeting for October 14, 2013. Will come to order. Please turn off or silence electronic devices. Mr. Richard, you lead us in the pledge, please. Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Geisler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Lewin?
Here. At this time, we have our auditor, Ms. Shawn Grantham, here to provide us with our 2012-2013 audit report. Shawn?
Good evening. If you have your audit packages on page one, the page directly behind your table of contents is our independent auditor's report. This report shows that there were no material misstatements with your financial records, and you have an unmodified, unqualified opinion, which is the best opinion you can get. There's nothing wrong with your financial statements that we could find. Page 10 is your balance sheet for your general fund. You have total assets of $1.9 million. You have liabilities of $54,000. Out of your $1.9 million in assets, 77% of that is in the form of cash and investments, which means you're very liquid. If anything were to happen and you need cash immediately, you have easy access to it. You won't have to sell anything or get rid of anything. You have the cash available to take care of it. And the fact that your assets are that much more than your liabilities show that you have a very healthy, very stable entity. Page 12 is your income statement for your general fund. You have net income of $20,000, which means you had more revenue coming in than you had expenses going out for the year, which is always good, in the tune of $20,000. Page 14 is your balance sheet for your sewer fund. You have $1.6 in assets. You have $715,000 in liabilities. 92% of your assets are in the form of machinery and equipment. So if you need cash in this fund, you would have to sell off some things in order to get the cash that you need. Your liabilities account for 97% of your bonds. Page 15 is your income statement. For this particular fund, for the year, you had less revenue coming in than expenses going out by $64,000. Last year's loss was $79,000, so although you're still at a loss this year, it's less of a loss than it was last year. So improvement, whether how small, it's still improvement. Page 16 is your statement of cash flows. This basically shows your money coming in and your money coming out, going out for your sewer fund. Page 42 is your budget. You had more revenue coming in than you had budgeted, which is good. You had less expenses going out than budgeted, which is also good. Page 49, your schedule of findings and question costs. You have one finding because your auditor prepared your financial statements and your notes. And we have to put this in there because we can't be a part of your internal control. You rely on us to make sure there's nothing materially wrong with the financial statements. So that's why that's there. Page 51 shows your prior findings and whether anything has been done to correct it. Your first finding has to do with the fact that we prepare the financial statements. That's repeated because we still do that. The second finding had to do with when transfers were to occur. Last year they weren't going into the account on the specified date. That has been corrected. It was corrected last year before the audit was issued, but because we found it, we had to put it in there. The third one was the fact that the audit had to be completed within 3 months based on your bond covenant. With the state of Louisiana, it's 6 months. With your bond covenant, it's 3 months. And because the auditor last year passed, you know, unforeseen circumstances, that didn't happen. This year, that has been taken care of. So very good year. Debbie is awesome. She doesn't like public praise, but she did a wonderful job. She's very, very professional. Anything that I ask for, she gets to me either immediately or a few days later. So I want to thank you all for the opportunity to serve you.
Shawnee, that cuts both ways. We were very impressed with your thoroughness and the way you went at it.
Thank you.
And, you know, we want our auditor to really be thorough. We don't want to just hear good stuff. We want to hear everything in case we have something we need to correct. But I feel very confident that you did that. So I express my appreciation to you. And she, I think a couple of weeks ago, there was some thought of this audit presentation being given by one of her bosses. And I said, no, we ain't doing that. She's coming over here because I want to hear from the horse's mouth. She knows what's going on. So I appreciate you coming over here. You live in Lafayette, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I appreciate you coming over here to do that for us in person. Thank you very much. Any questions or comments about the audit from anybody?
Just one question. Our increase in sewer fees should help us with this.
That's correct. Yes, we're going to go up. Shawnee, you knew that. We're going up 5%, I think, for the next 4 years.
Yeah, that's step process.
That'll help. But we're always going to be cutting and closing sewer. And you said we have like 77% liquid assets. Well, there's going to be some flow in the next couple of years with this police station. That'd be very liquid flow. And we'll talk about it every morning in a little while.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Anybody else? Thank you very much and appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. At this time, I'd like to ask the council to amend the agenda to go to, I guess, resolutions and commendations for a special presentation. Move by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second
by Mr. Andre. Roll call vote. It doesn't have to be immediate, but it should be today.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Geisler?
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
At this time, I'd like to introduce Ms. Mary Delpas, who is our Key West Baton Rouge Parish beautiful executive director. Is that what you're calling? And she brought her
Good evening, everybody. It's good to be here. And I just felt that we had someone in our community that we needed to honor and have recognition. His name is Mr. David Frejean. I'm finishing my fifth year as Keep West Baton Rouge Beautiful's director. And I guess the new theme I'm putting out to the community is we love where we live. And if you look across from Walmart, you'll see the billboard, the schools and the football fields have we love our where we live. So it's really a feeling I'm trying to put out to people so that they can think about it. They live in West Baton Rouge Parish. It's a wonderful place. I love it. And if you love it, you will do things to honor where you live. And I think that Mr. David is a good example. I thought it was a wonderful time to do that. He ran for the Brule High School football field, baseball field, softball field for several years. He was a blessing to us, for sure, because the quality of work he did. And with joy and pride, I could pull up there at any time. He's working. He's showing me how to do things. He was dependable. And I have, when people come to our community, I have so much pride that I want them to come in and our place looks wonderful. I want it to be clean. I want it to be organized, whoever you are. And that's not always possible when you go to all the parks and it's just so many people involved. It's hard work. But with David, you pull up and it looked wonderful. I was so excited when there was a game coming and I had Parkview coming. I had all these big schools and I was going to show them West Baton Rouge has it all. And David did that. And it just broke my heart when he said he had to retire. Again, he retired from a chemical plant at one time, and then he came on as part-time worker at this, at Brule High School, and has just done an excellent job of honoring where he lives by example to everybody. I do have something. I think Anatole would like to say a few words.
All right. Fish, I am sorry. I apologize for my address. I didn't know I was going to be speaking today, but when Miss Mary asked me, I'd love to say a few words about Mr. David. Before I say anything, I would like to also, I know he's not here right now, but thank Mr. Pettit Kershaw, because he had a great deal in helping and assisting in all of the things that we do at Brule High School. So without Pettit's work, a lot of this stuff would be very hard. We work well together, but the key piece in the whole situation was Mr. David. And I'm going to take you back to when Mr. David came to ask me if he could work for the Parks and Recreation. I didn't have an opening at Brule High. I knew that's where he wanted to be. But I had an opening at Revo Park, and if any of you know about Revo Park, we got an old Italian that's been working there for a long time, Mr. Josiah. And he's worked by himself there since he's been with the Parks and Recreation, actually for the city before. And I go to Papa Joe and I said, Papa Joe, I got a guy who I'm going to come and bring him. He's going to help you out. He looks at him and he's like, I don't know about this. I'm kind of like work by myself. And I said, I'm telling you, Pop, you're going to love having him here. And he just didn't know if he wanted to do it or not. Long story short, a week later, I go back and he's like smiling from ear to ear because he's got Mr. David there. And now he's like, this man's unbelievable. I'm telling you, we got this project, he's doing this. They had this one area they called Little Wrigley. It used to be just a bunch of brush and trash. It had reclaimed and now it looks like the ivy at Wrigley Field. And you know, that's just one thing about Mr. David is, you know, it's so hard to find in employees is he's going to find work to do every day. It's just going to make the place better and better and better. And the thing is, he's touched so many people. We had two summer employees that worked for him, the Prejean twins. And not only was he working those guys, he was teaching those guys. And I know for a fact that those guys are going to be better young men and better men in our community because of the time that they had with Mr. David. You know, every time I'd go there, we'd have coffee together. That'd be about the only time he'd stop doing some work. And he had this little thing, he'd say, hey, boss, you want a big cup of coffee or you want a little cup of coffee? I'm like, well, I'm kind of running behind today. I need a little cup of coffee. So he goes in there, he grabs his cup, and the cup is about this big. It's like that big a cup of coffee. I'm like, all right, Mr. David, I'll take a little bigger cup of coffee. But Mr. Dave, I've enjoyed every second that I've had with you working in the parish. And I want to come by the house and drink a big cup of coffee with you for a long time. All right?
We love you. Yeah, anybody's welcome.
Mr. David Prejean, for your outstanding work ethic and dedication to details and your efforts to help keep West Baton Rouge beautiful 2013.
Come on up here.
Thank you,
Mary. And David, congratulations. We will miss you. I know what they're talking about. All right, back to the regular agenda. Approval of minutes of the regular meeting of September 9th.
Can we stop real quick?
Nope.
Shouldn't we accept this audit?
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Okay. We need to accept the audit report.
I'll second.
Move by Ms. Bourgeois, second by Mr. Rhodes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. All right. Now we've down to the minutes. Minutes of the last meeting, September 9th, 2013. Are there any corrections? Do we have a motion?
Move.
Mr. Richard.
Second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Committee reports, public works, capital outlay, bid results. Are they in the package?
Yeah.
Okay. Very, very good. We attended the bid opening, and as you can see, there were two guys that were really close. and then a little distance between, actually three, whatever. There's several of them that were close, so it gives you an idea that there was a good solid bid. It appears to us that the bids, we will save some money on the deal. Now, let me make sure everybody understands, there are some items that are not included in the base contract. We're gonna compile what those items are and possibly ask the contractor to add it, give us a price for them and add it to the base contract. The reason for adding it to the base contract is so that the state will pay 75% and we'll pay 25%. This bid came in low enough where we certainly could do that. That's why we had those add-ons that were potential. I'm not clear, Wayne's not clear, none of us are really clear if at what point the council should accept the bids. But what I'm going to suggest tonight is that the council accept the low bidder contingent upon a written statement from the architect that they are the low bidder and they are qualified. And pending the completion of all of the state required paperwork to submit them as the low bidder. If this motion turns out not to be sufficient for the state, we'll just have a special meeting and do it. But I think it'd be prudent for us to do that. We have no reason to believe that the contractor is anything but a high quality contractor. I think it'd be prudent enough for us to do that so that the process can move forward. I have reason to believe it'll be okay, but you know, there's so many forms to fill out and stuff like that, we're never really sure. So with that, if there's any questions or comments about the bidding or the content or the pricing or anything, we'll entertain them. If not, we'll...
But just to put it in numbers too, I think this, with the low bid, that puts us coming up with like around $700,000, not counting...
That's correct.
Everything else.
That's correct.
The add-ons.
That's right. So the town itself is going to save probably $100,000 off this bid. It was good. It turned out good. It turned out really good. So with that, I would like to ask the council to consider a motion to accept the bidder based on those other things that I just said, as far as basically that all the pay. Basically, that all the paperwork is backs up the fact that they are indeed the low bidder and they meet all the state requirements.
Do we need to add to that to authorize you to sign the necessary documents, everything?
You can do that too. Yeah, that would be good.
So move.
Move, Mr. Neesley.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. Roll call vote.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Discussion.
Oh, any comments from the public? Hearing none. Roll call vote.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Musa?
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Next item is variance request. Genevieve A. O'Neill, 2598 Arlington Quarters, non-compliance in section 19.6, drainage servitude encroachment to build a patio and shed. The sketch is up there. It's a rough sketch, but what it boils down to is he's encroaching a little bit into the drainage servitude, and we have no problem with that. The back ditch is filled in with culverts, and it was reported out by the Planning Commission favorably. So with that, I'll turn it over to the Council for consideration.
I move.
Move, Mr. Andre. Second by Ms. Richard. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Oh, sorry. Public comment. Any comments from the public? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Under finance, the auction results, we auctioned off a car at which we would have taken $600. We actually got $1,920. So we did really good. We're going to go back to state auction for sure. Consider reimbursing mayor's legal fees for unfounded ethics charges. I think the amount I said was $1,522.50. It was discussed at last week's committee meeting. And with that, I'll turn it over to council for consideration.
Mayor, can you just recap what those unfounded charges were for the benefit of people who weren't
in license, please? One of the charges was that I have a air bottle prep to have compressed air, and then I had the people at the town hall fill it back up with air after it was low several times. The other one was, there was a catch basin in the front yard of our former town attorney, and we repaired the catch basin 4, 5, 6 years ago. I don't really remember when. And it was alleged that the reason that was done was because the former town attorney, whose house was on Alene Street, and now she lives somewhere else. In both cases, they found there was no foundation, so both were dismissed.
I move that we pay this.
I'll second.
Move by Ms. Woodrow, second by Mr. Rhodes. Any discussion from the council? Any discussion from any comments from the audience? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Councilmember Nissel.
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes.
Yes.
Councilmember Richard.
Yes.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Durrell.
Yes.
Personnel committee, I'm not aware of anything. Recreation committee.
Ranco.
What did I do?
Ranco.
Oh, okay.
1, 2, 3.
Consider authorizing mayor to sign a contract with RanCorp LLC for IT services. Basically, it's a Rent-A-Nerd is what their name is, but that's the company's name, and they would work on an hourly basis as needed, and it's a boilerplate contract. I don't suppose we found anything. Attorney says it's okay. It's pretty much simple. But in order for me to sign it, the council needs to authorize me to sign it. So.
I move.
By Ms. Bourgeois, second. Mr. Rhodes, all those in favor? Oh, public comment. Yes, sir.
There's no one in the town that does any IT services for you guys?
We have Kim Lemoyne, who does our IT services for us, but Kim works at Shintech, and he's having more and more difficult. And these are for, like, we had to hire these guys to replace a server that we had, a little bit deeper stuff.
Right.
And so we have him, this guy's, he impressed everybody over here. They're really good at what they do. And so we have them as a backup, but Kim's gonna still do a large part of what we do. Kim's been doing that for almost as long as I've been here, so.
Yeah. What's the hours per month we got?
We have to, 2 hours a month, something like that. Yeah, we'll use that for sure. Was that somebody here today working?
Yes.
Okay. Where are we at? Do we have a motion yet?
Yeah.
That was public comment. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Personnel committee? Nothing. Recreation committee, I recommend October 31st from noon to 1 o'clock.
You really recommend?
Does anybody have a motion they'd like to make?
I move we go with the parent schedule.
Oh.
We can't secede from the parish.
I second the parent schedule.
All right, move by Ms. Bourgeois, second. Mr. Richard, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
Comment.
No public comment. Does anybody agree with me?
The parent.
Does anybody agree with me? Y'all, there you go. I got the police department on my side. So start a weekend, Mr. I got one in the back. That's three.
Bought candy at 20.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Unfortunately, I can't veto this. Okay, police department. The police committee, I don't have anything. Governmental affairs, do we have anything? Consider ratio of vetoed ordinances, none. Hearing and final action on ordinances, none. Introduction of ordinances, does anybody want to introduce an ordinance? Hearing none will be introduced. That one that's on the agenda, we have to do more study on that, so we're not going to introduce it tonight. Resolutions and commendations, nothing that I'm aware of. Department reports, fire department, chief.
Calls for month of September. First aid calls in the town, we had 7. Outside, we had 10. Public assist, we had 1. Fire calls, we didn't have any in the town or outside the town. Had 1 false alarm, 2 vehicle fires, 1 investigation, 1 grass fire, 1 power line down on a tree. 1 natural gas leak, 2 motor vehicle crashes. For the month, we had 27 calls, and for the year, we had 278.
Any questions or comments? Thank you, Chief. Fire, Police Department?
Report for month of September 2013, we worked 11 crashes, executed 14 bench warrants, 10 for Brulee, 2 for Ward 3, 1 for Baton Rouge. We had 1 simple burglary charge. We had 3 thefts, car radio, 2s, and a 5. 1 burglary attempted to break in at Daniel's Pharmacy. They didn't succeed. Had 10 alarms, had 21 assisted other agencies, 12 for West Baton Rouge, 8 Baddies, and 1 for State Police. We had 1 drug arrest, had 20 traffic arrests, 37 miscellaneous calls. Total calls was 119. Total citations was 247. Total violations was 307.
Any questions or comments?
Yeah, I have a question. Did they find the thief on Lilo?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, are you talking about lately? Yeah. Lately?
Uh-huh.
No. What it was, we had about 10 calls this morning. And if your car was unlocked, they was going to steal something. If your car was locked up, like it should be, they go on to the next car. So 10 cars, 8 to 10 cars was not locked. So that's all I know about it right now. And it's got to be younger people. It can't be no career criminals. It's got to be idiots.
Sound like they stopped their career?
Huh?
Yeah.
Sound like they stopped their career? Yeah. It sounds like the same client we got
enough shot. Somebody.
Now, wait a minute. Is this the same one as the jewelry theft and all those? Or this different?
Well, I don't know what. She's saying it happened lately.
No. Yeah.
Somebody.
She said Live Oak.
Oh, Live Oak, the jewelry. Yeah, okay. That was, okay. That's another one. Yeah. We have a suspect. And we can't find him right now. Last time we heard, he was in Lux, Mississippi. But we got enough to arrest him. If we put our hands up.
So where was the 10 cars at?
Brulee Oaks.
Behind him.
Jeez.
Behind him. Locking cars down the
car. Like I said, if your car is locked, they go to the next one. And we didn't really get nothing reported, like a gun or money. I mean, there wasn't no big deal. Maybe a laptop, wasn't it?
Well, by this afternoon, there was a laptop,
yeah.
A purse, and a gun.
A gun? Oh, it was a gun? Okay. I was on a trailer move all day. So.
Any other questions or comments? Correspondence, I don't have any this time. Mayor's report, the Allen Street Color Project has resumed, and it looks like they're making excellent progress. I'd hate to throw out a percentage, but I'd say they're probably about halfway.
They rolling.
Yeah, they rolling. They know what they're doing. I attended the cancer walk Saturday morning. It was very well organized. Good. Thank you for the police department. It was well covered. I mean, it had police cars everywhere, and it was it's a really good event. There's a lot of people that are affected by cancer, and it's a good thing. All of our culverts for the culvert program are in. However, we still have people coming in daily who are moving into Orleans West who want culverts behind their houses, and if they do, they in a lot of cases, they're just getting a private contract to put them in because we only rent a machine like once a year and they don't want to wait. As I said last week, we repainted the lines on St. Francis Street at the red light, so you know, you know whether to turn left. I also said last week, I attended a dog bite trial, and the judge ordered the dog euthanized, which is on hold until they appeal it. So he's in the animal control shelter, so we don't have to worry about it. And also attended the Senior Spirit anniversary. How many years was it, the Senior Spirit?
5 years.
Yeah, that was about a month ago. And that's all I have. Remarks of personal privilege, anyone?
What dog thing happened?
It was the back fence of Abraham Street on the north side. It backs up against Lejeune Road, you know that one?
Was that the black kid? Was a black kid had that dog?
Yes.
Because he came down to my house down there, and I told him what I do a couple miles.
Well, that's pretty, that's a general statement, but I mean, it's someone who had a hip roll 25 inches at the shoulders and weighed about 65 pounds.
Yeah, he had it like on a little old rope.
Well, he can have it on a rope if he wants, but if it gets, it was loose in this case, so it's not a, it tore up the guy's knee really bad. I mean, it was graphic pictures, very bad. Anybody else? Oh, yeah, thank you, Ms. Bourgeois. Mary put that up there, this pledge, card thing that they asked the kids to make. They've got a good number of signed ups. She put it up there for everybody to see. So if you get a chance, if you want to go by, look at it. It's pretty neat. I wish I'd have thought about it when Mary could explain it to them.
I just want to say we're beginning our plans for Veterans Day reception on November the 11th at noon here in Town Hall. Because that's going to be on the same day as our meeting, we won't have as much publicity ahead of time.
Right.
But the public is invited.
Announcements, Landmark and Heritage meeting is on October 21st at 6:30, and Mayor's Court has been moved from the 11th to the 12th of November at 3:30 in the afternoon because of the Veterans Day thing. So with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Move, Mr. Andre. Second, Mr. Richard. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Yeah.